Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The next legislative session is not until February, but state lawmakers are preparing for lengthy discussions on Capitol security, eliminating fraud and gun violence. Senate President Bobby Joe Champion says about the next session,
there's going to be a lot of robust discussion as to how we deal with that comprehensively in real time. And not to mention that we have already done some work on guns, whether it's universal background checks or the red flag law. There's been some work that doesn't challenge anyone's Second Amendment rights.
Champion told MNN he's still not sure a special session will be called on preventing gun violence and that the discussion may wait until February. The world premiere of the musical stage adaptation of Purple Rain continues at the State Theater. Prince keyboardist and new Power Generation member Morris Hayes says it's fitting that this production kicks off in Minneapolis.
It's just great for folks around here in the Twin Cities to have an opportunity to really witness a, you know, potentially hit Broadway type of production here in our own city for the hometown crew.
Hayes says Prince lived in a lot of different places, but he loved Minneapolis, and this was his home. The Timberwolves will be without All-Star guard Anthony Edwards for at least a week. An MRI that was performed at Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine revealed Edwards has a right hamstring strain. Doctors say Edwards will be reevaluated in a week, and that's when the Timberwolves will provide an update on his playing status. Minnesota hosts the Denver Nuggets tonight at the Target Center. And Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer is rallying Republican voters in Iowa more than a year before the midterm elections. The U.S. House Majority Whip spoke at a weekend fundraiser for Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks.
And it's great that all of you are in this room, but you got to keep reminding Republicans, yeah, we hold it all right now, but we could lose it all tomorrow. Republicans have a tendency that when they win, they suddenly say, all right, we got it, it's good. They don't show up. This time, you cannot take that attitude.
Emmer reminded the group that Iowa's four GOP seats in the U.S. House were half Republicans and half Democrats 5 years ago. This is MNN. In other headlines, due to the government shutdown, SNAP benefits for 440,000 Minnesotans were scheduled to run out November 1st. But today, Governor Tim Walz announced the state is pitching in emergency funds of $4 million to keep the food on the shelves. Jason Vienna is executive director of the Open Door Pantry in Eagan.
I hear the state say, we've got $4 million that we're going to break up to help you do your work. What it does ultimately does it helps us find ways to say yes to provide more help when more help is needed.
Vienna says his food shelf served 22,000 Dakota residents in September before the shutdown began. Lyon County is searching for an endangered 21-year-old man. Orion Charwood was last seen at his residence in Lynde, Minnesota, October 16th. He's described as white, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 220 pounds with brown hair and hazel eyes. He was last seen wearing a black Ice Nine Kills t-shirt. And visitors to Como Park Zoo have until the week of November 3rd to enjoy the nostalgic Moldorama machines before they're relocated. Zoo officials say the company behind the machines is moving them to a region with longer peak seasons and higher attendance. This is MNN.